Vayu b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam. That is how the Haftorah of this week's parsha begins. We have a very interesting and even strange parsha. Many take a look at the Medrash. Many important lessons in this week's parsha. B'nei Yisrael are counted. Let's see why. You're not allowed to count Jews. And the Gemara in Yuma, when it talks about not counting Jews, what pasuk does it quote? This is how Torah. V'ayu b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam, asher lo yimad lo yisofer. That cannot be measured and cannot be counted. It doesn't. Because, what does it mean lo yisofer? You can't count. After all, the number of human beings on the planet Earth is a finite number. You can always count them. So it means lo yisofer. You're not allowed to count them. Why aren't you allowed to count a Jew? Thing is as follows. Every one of us was created with a unique neshama. If I have 10 apples, so I don't look the difference in each apple, I have 10 apples. And I look in the, if I have apples, pears, and oranges, so what do I say? I have 10 fruit. I look at it, Tzara Shova, and I look at the individuality of it. Every Jew is a unique neshama. Everyone else was created as a unique neshama. And every one of us has a unique derech in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Counting is something that is reduces everyone to a number, but not a number. Pasuk says in the beginning of Shmos, "V'hei Shmos b'nei Yisrael yotzei Mitzrayim," and it gives, and Rashi says, "Alfa pishim menon b'misotam, menon b'chayim, b'shmos chosam laudian chibosam." Quotes a pasuk. Amotzi b'mispar kochavim l'chulam shem yikro. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the unique capacity to see the individuality and see the totality. Sometimes people see the totality, they don't see the individuality. Some see the individuality, they don't see the totality. We're unique people. And specifically about Klal Yisrael, an issa of not seeing each individual Tzelem Elokim. Now, Bnei Yisrael accounted. And they traveled in a certain way. They had the golem. Very strange medrash. I think about it often. That the golem are identified the uniqueness of each shaving. And the Medrash says the day that they got to the Golem was the day like Kabbalah Satorah. And that's one of the reasons we read Bamidbar before Shavuos. What does that mean? Big deal. Degel. What's a degel? It's a flag with some symbol on it. No. Each Sheva has its own unique Derech and Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. Yaakov Avinu, when he was on the way to Haran to get married, Medrash says, the Pasuk says, he put stones around his head in the morning, one stone. Different men don't know how many stones. One said 12. And he said he knew there was a Masorah among the others. And if there were 12, it would be 12 Shvatim. The one who was going to found Klal Yisrael was going to have 12 sons. And each one was going to be unique in founding. And that was, Yaakov Avinu said, Avram Avinu wasn't Zocha to be the founder of Klal Yisrael. He had 8 children. One of them was Yitzchak. Yitzchak had 2 children. If in the morning I wake up and these 12 stones are 1, I know I'll have the schus to found Klal Yisrael. What's he saying? The others were incredible human beings. Our kuchas and nefesh that we have is good drawing on the others. That's why they're others. My kuchas and nefesh, your kuchas and nefesh, everyone, because I'm drawing from my great-great-great-grandfather all the way back up from Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's what Shloshenikru others. Yaakov Avinu says, if I can embody all the 12 different darchi avoda, that each shevet will be, then I can found Klal Yisrael, because each one will take part of me. Now, they had an arrangement. They were around the Ohel Moed. There was the Ohel Moed in the middle, a Shevet Levi around, and around that were the 12 Shvatim. Each Shevet, it's like they were equidistant from the center. What does that mean? The Gemara that says, Blessed Lovo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in the center, and all the tzaddikim will make a circle around him, Zeh Hashem Kivino Lo. Why a circle? Because everyone has every tzaddik has his own derech avoda. And Blessed Lovo, we're going to see that we're all equidistant from the center. So Reuven is Reuven, and he has to be Reuven, and Shimon is Shimon, and Yehuda is Yehuda, Zvulun is Yisachar, etc. But, here's a but. Levi's in the middle. That means Reuven is the same distance from the Ohel Moed as Shimon, as Zvulun, Yisachar, Don Naftali, God Vasha. But Levi's in the middle. Why? Exactly it. Levi is unique. Yom Mishpatech LeYaakov, Saros LeYisrael. Levi is totally dedicated to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other agenda in Shevet Levi. Total dedication to Avodas. Now, when the Rambam says, Lama Lo Zocha Shevet Levi, they're not allowed to do this, they're not allowed to do that, they don't go out to war. Why? Why don't they go out to war to the Chel Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu's army? Kadosh Baruch Hu's army. Lo Shevet Levi Bovad, the Rambam says. Reuven can't move over to Shimon. Shimon can't move over to Yehuda. But everyone can come in to be part of Shalem. And here there's a very big confusion. Very big confusion that people have. Everyone is given the opportunity. And the Rambam says something incredible. Because the Tanna of Eliyahu. Then it's called Echo Vechel Miyisrael. Called Echo Vechel Mikol Ba'e Ha'olam. Any human being decides, my life is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Pi Torah. He has that same status as Shevet Levi. But the Rambam has two requirements for that. Nadvarucho Vehevino Mado'o. You have to understand, and you have to be inspired. Now, if you understand what it means, the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on this planet, and what we're doing in the 120 years he gives us here, and that says, the tachlis of everything, Ve'keraftonu Malkeinu Shim HaGodol Be'emes. What is the purpose of our learning, of our davening, of our mitzvahs? We begin Ava Rabba, learning Torah during mitzvahs. And La'avu Yirishimecha. Why? Because person understands what it means as a Baruch Shalom in this world. And he chose one group of people and gave them the opportunity to get close to him. And they represent him in this world. If you stop and think deeply what that means, it's overwhelming. And he gave us that opportunity. Anyone has that opportunity. It's an unbelievable idea. So everyone can move from the periphery of the circle into the middle of the circle. And there is a difference. When I say this every year before Shavuos, I say, what's the difference between Levi and Yisachar? Very simple. We say it in Rizos HaBrocha. Levi had one cheshbon in this world. Come what may, I'm dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dangerous, it's this, it's unpopular. I don't care. There was no distraction, there was nothing. Yisachar also learned Yom V'Laila. Yisachar is a Chama Gorim. Rovetz Ben Mishpasayim. He's a hard-working person. V'yar Menucha Kitov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a very fertile part of Eretz Yisrael, V'Sa'aretz Kinayim. Says Rashi, all Torah. I don't care. I'm going to learn Torah. So why is he not Shevet Levi? Because he made a deal with Zvulun. What's the difference between Yisachar and Zvulun? Yisachar and Zvulun is very simple. Yisachar says, Zvulun, you take care of my panos, I'm going to learn 24 hours a day. Levi depends on all the nadavas of Klal Yisrael. He's no guaranteed parnasa. And his truma and his meiser, meiser rishon, truma's meiser, and all the different things. Klal Yisrael has to support him. No guaranteed parnasa. He's further inside the circle. Now, because he has one cheshbon in his mind, HaKadosh Baruch. And anyone can do that. Now we have another simple question. Very simple question. Each individual is a yochid. Okay. Each individual. There's certain people who it's for, certain people it's not for. There's a popular thing, not everyone's for learning. I don't know where this came from. The Rambam doesn't believe it. The Rambam there in Perek Dalet. The Rambam they always quote as someone who doesn't believe too much in learning Torah. Okay. The Rambam at the end of Perek Dalet, Hilchos Sota Torah, says no. Anyone, a brilliant person, not so brilliant person, a broad person, or this person, all types of people, each one of us has our chelik in Torah. Everyone. Torah is an incredible book. I'm going to have grandchildren for Shabbos. So I learn about the Parsha. And I talk to my grandchildren about the Parsha. There's one book that, from the smallest to the biggest, we all learn the same book. It's an incredible book called the Torah. So I see certain things in the Parsha. My 5-year-old grandson is going to see a different thing in the Parsha. Everyone can know it. And that's essential. Why is it essential? Rambam says in Perek Tes, he says in Perek Dalhu Sodei HaTorah, and Perek Tes Hilchos Teshuva. Sheheim HaTova HaGdol, what is it saying? Hinchol HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Olamo, Elisos B'Chai Olam Habo. What is the derech to Olam Haba? Is Limud Torah. So he had to make it available to everyone if he so chooses. The Rambam says a very interesting thing. Perek Tes Hilchos Teshuva. Very interesting thing. Torah doesn't talk about Tzchar V'Onesh in terms of Olam Haba. Dr. Olam Haza. The Rambam says, if a person has only Schus Mitzvahs without Schus Torah, it's Charas in this world. Charas in the next world is only through Mitzvahs together with Limud HaTorah. It's a Gemara. Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or. Gemara asks, Noshim B'Mazachin. So how's my wife going to get to Olam Haba? She has a source of Torah of providing everything, enabling her sons, her husband to be able to learn Torah. It's a very, very simple equation. Very, very simple equation. Those of you who are my Shia, who are my Purim Suda, former Talmud of mine, he's now a Rosh Kollel. He came to me after his first year. He came to me after his first year. He was offered full fellowship plus to Columbia University. And where he came, a top high school in the New York area. Should he take it or shouldn't take it? So I looked at it. He told the story to everyone who was sitting in this room. And I said, Daniil, you learn Torah, you have Olam Haba. Go to Columbia University. You skip that and just be a very successful lawyer someday. What do you want? He looked at me and said, okay. It's a very successful Rosh Kollel Mechaber Sforim today. Everyone is an individual. And every day we say a very interesting figure, the same Chalkeinu B'Sora Secha. Give us our Chalik and Torah. My Chalik and Torah is not your Chalik and Torah, not your Chalik and Torah, not your Chalik and Torah. Each of one is an individual Yochid, has his Chalik and Torah. That's a Jew, his Chalik and Torah. Some people say, I want a more comfortable life. Torah, we'll discuss over Shavuos what Kabbalah Satorah means. Kabbalah Satorah is a Gerus. What do we tell a Ger before he comes? You know, Ger, you want to become Jewish. You're a guy, no one hated you. Become a Jew, they're all going to hate you. 3,500 years of being hated since Avraham Avinu. You have to put up with it. You put up a lot to be a Jew. But guess what? Everything in life is a plus against a minus. So what do you tell a ger? You tell a ger, a male comes to be a ger, you say, listen, Klal Yisrael wanted to go through the Geras Har Sinai. He said, you know, B'damaya chayi, B'damaya chayi. You have to go through Bismillah, it hurts. It's painful. Just imagine, before you had all the sterile everything, every anesthetic, or ger, cutting off his oil, a lot of pain, a lot of danger. That's part of being Jewish. You have to bring a carbon. You have to be willing to give up something. But they say in English, no pain, no gain. But what you get is infinity. Get is infinity. But every one of us has our own chelek in Olam Haba. And Allah said, Lavo. All the tzaddik, I'm going to stand there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, all equidistant from the center. As we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, we read Parshas Bamidbar. Now, those of you who were by Sheikh Kwali a week and a half ago, the Medrash says, Ve'ele shmos ha'anoshim. Ruven, Elitzur ben Shteyur. What's his name? Kelitzur ben Shteyur Shadkai Or. Very Jewish names. Kadosh Baruch Hu was there. Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shadoi. Shlomi Kel. Tzuri Shadkai. We keep going. You don't find George there. There's no George here. I don't know what the equivalent would be in Egyptian. They were in Egypt for 2,100 years. Look at those names. They're all very Jewish names. You don't have George, you don't have Alfred, you don't have anything. A name is how you identify yourself, who you are. You identify yourself as being Jewish. You identify yourself as being a God. If your name is George, and the only time your name is Chaim, when you go to the Sefer Torah, that means when you go to the Sefer Torah, you're Jewish. The rest of the time, you're George. That's who you are. The first thing, the introduction is, what enabled Klal Yisrael to survive? And an identity. They stay with their entity, their Jewish, Loshino Shemam. They didn't change the name. The name is how you tell people who you are. And if you tell people, I'm George, my father's name is Frank, George ben Frank, okay. Or Chaim ben Yosef. It's a very big difference who you are. But then, V'yisyaldu mishpachosam levei savosam. What does that mean? So the Medrash says, people said, what do you mean, Beis Avosa? They were under Egyptian control. So, no woman was Mazana with any Egyptian man? No. Because they knew one thing. That what separates us from the Goyim more than anything else is Arias. And there was one case in 210 years, one case in the 83 years of Avdus, where there was a Jewish woman who was Mazana with an Egyptian. And that purity of Klal Yisrael, knowing they were in the midst of a fundamentally corrupt culture. So how do you maintain yourself? You maintain yourself very, very simply. You maintain yourself by knowing exactly who you are. I am a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's who I am. V'shimcho ha'godol v'ha'kodosh oleinu karasa. Shimcha HaGodol HaKodosh. And if that is, goes to the root of your essence, that's who I am. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a stockbroker, I'm not a businessman, I'm not a tycoon, I'm nothing. I'm a Jew. Oh, I do certain things on the side. That's what maintained Klal Yisrael. And this is before we'll discuss it at a very great length, Sunday night in Ovishulas. What is involved in Kabbalah Satorah?